All right, guys, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Just Trash. We got the dude here, Nick Southern, aka Nasty Nick. What's up, dude?
What's up, man? Been looking forward to hopping on the Just Trash podcast for a while now, man.
Oh, yeah, like once or twice. Okay, man.
Yeah.
How you been, though, man?
We keep fucking up, so hopefully this time we can just we could keep it going.
It's gonna be fun, dude. So how you been, man?
Oh shit, man. You know, just working, getting ready to start a new job pretty soon, make some real dough. Hopefully get this music career bumping, you know.
Yeah, dude, your track's been bumping up pretty quick. Seeing that shit.
Oh yeah,
you got a couple two of them real recent, right?
Yeah, Confident and Respect. Respect was the latest one, actually. Yeah, some dope tracks, man. But I got some better stuff coming on the way. There's just some stuff I've been working on a lot of different tracks that I have that are just saved up that I just want to make sure are perfect before I drop them. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. We worked on some shit too tonight. Made a little gem.
Oh man. It's going to be a banger.
It's going to be a banger.
I'm fucked up. I ain't drinking no more. Yeah. Fuck it. Palm me up.
Oh, man. So, yeah, dude. Tell them a little bit about yourself.
Shit, man. Like, where do you want to start?
Shit, dude. From the bottom. From little Nick.
Shit.
Little Nick to big Nick.
Little Nicky. Ah, shit.
Little Nick to Nasty Nick.
Hey, when I was a kid, shit. I was fucking regular kid. I was always a goody two shoes, man. I was always scared of getting in trouble.
Yeah.
So I always
A's and B's.
Got really good grades. My dad always pushed me to get really good grades in school.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And throughout elementary school, I was getting 3.9s, 4.0s.
What'd your dad do for a living?
Oh, he's an electrician. That's actually what I'm about to start doing, man. Electrician work.
Where at?
All over the place. He does like solar panel installing. He does like piping.
Oh,
he does,
so it's like
he worked on the Samar Center. He worked on
it's like independent shit.
Yeah. Contractors go through the union hall to get their workers, basically. So they when they need workers, they say, "Hey, we got so and so many openings. Can you fill them?" And then people go to the hall and they're like, "Oh, well, you guys want to go to work out here?" And it's like, "Yeah,
yeah, yeah." I feel that.
But yeah, he was an electrician and he was a good dad, drank a little bit, but he was kind of an asshole sometimes. But
I feel that.
You know, he's still good pops.
I got one of those.
Huh. my mom was a good too, man. She had some drug problems, but I always knew she loved us. She had a hard life. She ended up passing away when I was 18. She had lung cancer, stage 4 lung cancer when she found out, so
oh, I'm sorry about that, brother.
Yeah, what can you do, man? That's how life goes.
Yeah,
but she was a good mom. I loved her. She loved us. I knew it. We were her whole world. But she just had a really bad, difficult life, and she wasn't very happy. So I feel like she's in a better place now. You know,
I feel that, man. Like the first big death that like I ever had in my family was my my nana, dude. She kind of raised me. Like before, like my mom and dad ever started to,
mm-hmm.
and she passed when I was like 13, dude, and I felt like so bad because, like the last time I talked to her, I hit her up to like see if she could buy me something, and I felt so bad about it, like because like the next week, my mom got a call in the middle of the night, and we were to basically tell her that we were supposed to go see her the next day, and then it ended up being that she passed that night. So the next day we went to the hospital to go see, you know, like the body and shit.
That's why they tell you, man, you gotta cherish your loved ones for as long as you can, because you never know, it could happen at the drop of a dime.
Mm-hmm.
But but I had a really good childhood, man. My dad always took care of me and my brother. I mean, we didn't always have the best money. We didn't always have everything, you know, we wanted, but we had everything we needed. So
Yeah, he made it happen.
Yeah, he busted his ass for us, and I always gonna have respect that man and have that man's back for that. So
yeah, you gotta respect that.
Yep.
For sure. So how'd you end up getting into football? Did you always like football?
Yeah, man. Ever since I was a kid, I was into football. My pops always watched it. Getting me into the 49ers, man. Big Niner fan. Fresno State fan when I was growing up.
So
used to go to the games, stuff
so
like that.
So who's your favorite all time, like, Niner quarterback?
I mean, it's got to be Joe Montana. I never saw him play because he was way before my time. But
did you like Smith? Alex Smith?
At first, At first, not. But when he, I think he was
kind of killing it for a little bit.
At the end, he finally got it, and then he finally started getting.
They like got rid of him. The reins, kind of doing good.
Well, yeah, Kaepernick came in and he was tearing it up. Nobody could answer Kaepernick.
They just shoved him to the side.
He got a concussion, and Kaepernick ended up taking us to the Super Bowl that year. But we,
dude, that was the worst Super Bowl I've ever watched, sad, and it wasn't even like your guys' fault. It wasn't either the team's fault. It was just all the. Like technical problems,
power
like the
outage.
Lights kept going out.
Yeah, man,
it just killed the whole momentum.
Yeah, this year sucked too, and we lost to the Chiefs. Had the worst week of my life. My dog died. My dog died that Saturday, and then that Sunday, the Niners lost.
Dude, it was the biggest fucking tease ever.
And then I had to go to work on Monday. It sucked. I almost called out, but you know.
What's funny about that too, though, is you see all the fake like KC fans come out now here in Fresno.
Man, all of a sudden,
like my uncle, dude, he's part of like a little like, you know, graffiti thing that they go by like KC. It's supposed to be like California Killers that started in like high school and shit, but it's not even like that crazy. And now he's all repping like KC football and shit. It's like, dude, you don't even like them. He used to be repping the Dolphins.
Yeah, man. There's a bunch of guys that do that bandwagon stuff. As soon as the team starts to get good, they all of a sudden they've been supporting that team.
Yeah.
But anyways, man,
yeah,
got a little
bit. Yeah, yeah.
I started playing when I was young. Actually started playing O-line because I was always a tall kid. I wasn't really ever big, but I was just tall. Played some O-N-D line.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always knew I wanted to play quarterback. That was my first dream. I was going to play in the NFL. Yeah, everybody is, though. You know how that shit works out. But
yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, I started playing some quarterback, and I was always average to below average all the way up until my senior year. And then I finally just, you know, just said, hey man, if you're going to keep playing, I was just skittish on the field, always afraid to make mistakes and stuff like that. I didn't want to let my teammates and my coaches down. And cause I knew how big of a responsibility was on my shoulders.
Yeah.
But,
so you kind of felt like, you know, you didn't have like, that you knew you wouldn't, you already knew like you weren't like full throttle with it.
I mean, I just wasn't ready mentally more than I was. I mean, yeah. I could always throw the ball decent. But
yeah, like
I,
you're into it, but like you.
I overthought too much, and when you overthink on the football field, that's when you.
You're just hazing yourself.
Yeah. You're just setting yourself up to fail because you have to just react. That's just how football is.
You gotta be the shooter.
You gotta know what you're doing so much in pregame preparation that you on the field, you just have to be able to do it because it's natural. And I didn't get that until my senior year. It kind of snapped. I was like, if I don't just go out there and have fun and play ball, then I'm not gonna ever have any kind of high school career. I would have just sat the bench because my buddy Corey Day, who started over me.
Yeah.
My 2 years, I played varsity for 3 years, so I wasn't horrible, but I was just the backup my sophomore and junior year, and yeah, my senior year, I finally took over. I had a couple good games. Corey had got banged up a little bit early in the season, and I got my chance, and I took it by the reins.
Got some TDs, right?
Yeah, I had a decency. I threw for over like 2,000 yards, almost 3,000 yards,
hey,
and
man,
20 touchdowns.
On,
not too bad.
Hey man, come on, man!
I only threw three picks. I should have had like 12, but they kept dropping them. So
you know what I mean? Meet me on the dodgeball court. It's all good.
But yeah, man, I love ball. Plan on coaching one day. No matter where I go with the music or anything like that, I still plan on, you know, coaching some football because I, you know, love the game. So,
oh yeah, that'd be sick.
And I'm, oh shit, man, I've learned so much since I stopped playing. if I would have known what I know now, I feel like I would have been I could have been a D1 prospect. I swear.
Dude, I feel you. I feel you on that level.
Yeah.
I used to play baseball, man. I played baseball for like
10 years. Oh, I played some ball. I played some baseball too.
Yeah.
I was always I was a pitcher that I just didn't like the program at Fresno High. So they were just too demanding. You need to play all year round to really be one of the guys. So
yeah, I used to want to be a pitcher, dude, but then I ended up being like a catcher. I loved being a catcher.
You look like a catcher, bro. You're a little,
I loved being a catcher, shorter, dude.
Stockier.
Yeah, you know, dude, because then you get to just, like, you call out the plays. You kind of control the field in a way.
I played baseball more than I played football when I was younger. So throughout my years of playing I actually played every single position on the baseball field at one point. I played every single place in the outfield. I played some third base, shortstop, second base, played first before I caught. I was actually a really good catcher. And I love pitching because you're the guy. I like playing pitching and playing quarterback because you're the guy everybody's looking at. You know,
yeah, it's almost like kind of life or death too. Like, you know what I mean? You're making the situation happen.
You're the star of the show.
Yeah. No, dude, I missed that shit. I wish I would have stuck with that. Like, if I would have actually like focused in school and did good, like, you know, when I first started in high school, I probably would be playing baseball right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, shit happens, man.
You know how life goes. Can't focus on the past, man. You just gotta look towards the future.
Mm-hmm. That shit was fun though, dude.
Yeah,
had a good time. And I remember, like, towards the last 2 years, I was like, I fucking hate this shit.
Too much running.
It was just because, like, the coaches too, man.
I never understood why they made it. They would make us run so much in baseball, but during the game, you barely run.
Yeah,
no, it's like, why do I need? Why do I need to be this conditioned?
Yeah, it doesn't make that much sense. Like, focus on accuracy and shit. Like,
yeah.
Doesn't, like, you know what I mean?
Most like of the time, the hitting, around. I can't hit, but I damn sure can run forever.
You don't need to worry about cardio when it comes to baseball, man. Yeah. Like, it's almost practically golf. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Do you watch baseball?
Not really. I mean, I will. I understand it very because I played for so long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what? No, let her chime in. What she got right here? What
I said the Giants. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she like rolled something or something.
Oh, no. Well,
she should. I mean, roll something up. Anyways, yeah. I'm a big Giant. That's my girlfriend, by the way, guys. If you guys didn't know, we're at my house and she's kind of hill stranded in here.
Recording in Nasty Nick's room right here.
The little home studio. But I watch some baseball here and then. I'm more of a football guy. I watch some basketball, but shit, honestly, I'm more of a a nerd because I watch a lot of WWE, old school WWE shit.
Oh, yeah, old school shit for sure.
Oh, some Stone Cold Steve Austin, some The Rock, man. I can't.
Dude, did you see that new recent
can't get
thing
enough of that shit.
Where they're trying to play out like Rey Mysterio lost his eye?
Dude, I watched that
shit. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
You saw that
shit? Oh, it was terrible.
I don't think it's real, dude.
Oh, fuck no. The whole thing about wrestling, everybody knows it's fake. It's fake as fuck.
Yeah, but there's sometimes they get fucked.
But all I know is that you can't fake falling off a 20-foot cage or falling off a ladder. Yeah.
No, Mankind got fucked up.
That
was the attitude
era. They're entertainers. They're entertainers that put their body on the line. So it's just an act, and I'm into it. I just find it funny, hilarious. The drama is just nostalgic to me. Ever since I was a kid, I remember turning on the TV the first time and I was hooked, dude. I went to shows.
I've been trying to get back into it, man, because I haven't watched since probably like 2011.
Yeah.
Because like that's when it was good. And
oh, it sucks now. I don't even watch a lot of the new shit.
I've heard like the thing to watch is like AEW or Ring of Honor.
I heard AEW is the new promotion that Cody Rhodes. It's
and
Dusty
Chris
Rhodes.
Jericho.
Oh, Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho's like the they're man starting over to get there, a lot of guys. People are getting fed up with how WWE does their shit because they always, you know, push guys like John Cena and, you know, got this their superstars.
John Cena's a man.
And they attack their demographic. The WWE demographic is the kids. They want to – so all the storylines.
Yeah, that's why it sucks now.
I remember when Edge and Lita had sex on screen.
On live TV.
They were having a live sex celebration under the covers.
They showed Nip.
Man.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
There was live Nip.
Yeah.
People deny it, and it's fuzzed out if you go on YouTube, but there was nip.
So that's what I like. So I'll go back and watch all that shit because my brother's into it. He likes all the new shit, so
hell yeah.
I go back and watch the old shit because he's got the little WWE network that's got all the other good shit.
Dude, I used to have my mom's ex-boyfriend burn CDs or no DVDs of just like Monday Night Raws that would come on late that I couldn't watch because I had school the next day.
Yeah, my dad would do the same. You can't Raw would come out at 11. I'd only get to watch SmackDown, and SmackDown mm-hmm. sucked. SmackDown is suck. Oh shit. We are at 15 minutes even, man.
Sweet. All right, we got another 15. Now I gotta pee. What?
Get the bomb for get the bomb.
Dude, rips. Rip it, dude. Rip said it.
What? You gotta take a piss break?
Nah, dude, I'll just take a pee, dude. You wanna keep me entertained?
Yeah.
Just sure. Talk about something, dude.
Yeah.
Let them know what Nick's about.
You talk about fucking me.
Get it in.
What is all this? I can't even see without my glasses. Oh. Hola.
This is my girlfriend. This is Nasty Nay.
Nasty, don't.
Nasty Nick.
What's up, guys? This is a podcast, yeah, right?
This is a just trash podcast.
Just trash.
Because podcast. We just do whatever the fuck we want.
Do we have more weed?
Yeah, we have a lot of weed.
Is it this one?
Yeah. Because I always have weed.
I need to get the bong, skis.
So let me ask you, what's your favorite TV show?
Mine?
Yeah.
Vampire Diaries.
What happened to Grey's Anatomy?
Well, now...
she's cheating. No, she switched up.
Right now, it's Vampire Diaries, but... all the time, Grey's Anatomy, hands down. All
right. What's your favorite?
Fuck with Grey's Anatomy, don't fuck with me.
Follow her at what's your Twitter, Instagram
like
handle?
Nay,
like hella wise. Because we'll probably have to put it in the fucking description.
Everyone wants to have my name. It's okay.
So anyways, what's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? I don't know. What is
Why
it?
Why are you being so quiet?
We're not. We're talking.
Having conversations, man.
I just don't know what my favorite movie is.
Well, what's up with the movies? Where are we going? We're talking movies?
Yeah, I just don't know here.
You don't know what your favorite movie is?
No, what would you say it is?
There's a million movies.
What would I say your favorite movie is?
Yeah. Because you show me most of the movies.
I would say Burlesque.
Yes, it is.
I'm a fucking champ. Y'all see that?
Yeah.
Nasty Nick is a good boyfriend. Even though I rap, sometimes in my raps I be getting a little vulgar.
Dude, my favorite movie, Princess Bride, dude.
No cap. Hey, I love the Princess Bride, but that's definitely not my favorite.
Bring it in, dog.
Hey,
bring it in, dog.
My name is Diego Montoya.
Only dog.
You puzzle. Killed my father.
Prepare to die.
Hey, but if I
got some syrup up here.
I can't even pick a favorite movie.
I do
movie,
not
man.
Think you will accept my help.
But if I had to pick a favorite, I'd have to do like a top five. Because you got to think of like.
There's so many movies.
Dude, there. Like Forrest Gump. You got to think about like.
Forrest Gump's a classic.
You got to think about like. Boys
Rambo,
in the Hood.
Like
you got to think about.
And you like boxing.
You got like Rocky. Like I love
Dude,
the Rocky
you seen
movies.
Southpaw?
Yes.
I have not. No.
Southpaw is a really
I
want to
see it though. I want to see it though. Dude.
That shit is
it
sad.
Looks sick. I know
I'm
it's sad.
You. It's pretty sad.
But I love
Southpaw?
Boxing movies.
Southpaw.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's Southpaw. In boxing, Southpaw means you fight with your strong left hand is your strong hand. That's what Southpaw.
Jake Gyllenhaal, dude.
Jake Gyllenhaal is
the man.
Of movie. Yeah. He's a badass.
He's fucking sick.
But yeah, man.
Dude, Alka-Seltzer is fucking gross.
Let's. What's your favorite? Okay, this is an easy one.
What's up?
Oh, not an easy one, but here's a different one. All
right.
What's your favorite actor?
Who is your favorite actor?
Who is your favorite actor / actress?
Damn.
You could pick one of each. You could do a like female, male category.
All right. Damn. That's hard.
Adam Sandler.
I can't say
come
that.
Eat. Well, yeah, you got to break it up into Ryan Gosling.
That's your favorite of all time. That's the boy, bro. That fool is cold.
I mean, he's not bad, bro, but like.
No, not of all time. Fuck, man. You got me.
I think my favorite, if I'm going, Denzel Washington, bro.
Denzel's crazy.
Denzel Washington probably plays some of my Training Day.
That's a solid stop. And he's still going strong.
You got to think about Training Day. You got to think about Remember the Titans. You got to think about.
The thing about him, too, is he hasn't sold out like as an old actor. He's staying true to roles.
Oh, yeah. Expendables.
He's not doing no corny shit.
Or not Expendables. I'm thinking of what's the one where the run that he's just came out with? Like the one. I can't think of it.
I don't know what you're saying, but you know, but he's not taking no.
He's
corny
like a
shit.
He's like an old school guy who fucking.
Fences?
No, it's like he just came out with. I can't think of it right now.
Man, I feel like I know what you're talking about.
We'll come back to it.
You're fucking me up,
the babe. Look up Denzel Washington movies right now.
But no, he's cold. He's cold. All right, of all time, man. That's a rough one.
Yeah, think about Will Smith, bro. He's up there. Tom Hanks is up
Will
there.
Will Smith is cold. Yeah. Tom Hardy. I can strongly say
Tom Hardy's up there.
Huh? I can strongly say that.
The Equalizer. It was The Equalizer. You haven't seen The Equalizer? Both of them.
I haven't seen the first one.
Oh,
I haven't seen either.
Fuck.
Actually.
Both of them are.
I've only seen.
He's a savage. Samuel L. Jackson. You got to think about Samuel L. Jackson.
Have you seen the one with him and Ryan Reynolds? Safe House?
No.
That's a good one, dude.
I don't think I've seen that.
That's a good one. He's like a bad guy in that one. Like, he plays a good bad guy. It's cool.
No shit.
Have you seen the one with Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson?
Wait.
Hitman's Bodyguard?
That's the new one that came out, huh?
With Samuel Jackson.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah,
I want to see it. It's newer.
It's good.
My favorite Samuel, Pulp Fiction. That's another one of my favorite movies of all time, dude.
I love all of Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
Django? Oh, Jamie Foxx? Like, see, we can't do this. We can't even get... Morgan Freeman? We can get into this all day.
Dude.
All right. Favorite artist.
Favorite artist?
Music artist.
Like
Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper is your favorite music artist of all time? All
right. All time?
Chance the Rapper ain't bad, but like all time, though?
We're talking all time here? Like, for real, all time?
Yeah, mine's generic. I don't even
know. Eminem?
Of course. It's fucking Slim Shady, man.
I mean,
shit. I'm a white rapper.
If, dude, it's hard. That's hard for me, man. That's real hard for me. I've so many artists that I've looked up to have changed over the years, and now I hate what they're doing. And if I had to say one that I've always loved and stayed true, dude.
How about a top five? Give me a top
five. Is Hobson.
Oof. That's some different. That's a different hype. See, I feel like your top five will be way different than mine. Give me a top five.
Give me your top five, dude. All right.
This is tough. Okay. So M's going to be at the top, man. I definitely got the racial bias going.
Yeah, that's
right. Hey, check the timer.
He's a white hero. So, I mean, he's definitely my favorite. Fuck, 23 minutes?
7 minutes. Yeah, 7 minutes.
We'll just go, fuck it. We're doing a part two.
We'll do a part two.
We're fucking just bullshitting.
Yeah, yeah. No, we'll get way more.
But anyways, my top five is...
We'll get way more into this. Can you hear me good? You can still hear me good?
Yes.
On the mic? All right, cool.
I'm going to go J. Cole. I'm going to go J. Cole number two, man, because he just comes on some different hype. Kendrick Lamar. And I know... real rap fans are going to hate me for that, for not putting Pac and Biggie up there. But Pac's number four.
There's just
too, just because of just personal prep, just my generation, personal preference. I love Tupac, greatest, one of the greatest of all time. My opinion, he's not. I'm sorry. But five.
I don't think he is.
Five is a toss up for me, man, because I really love Mac Dre on like a different kind of, on a different kind of a hype. And I'm West Coast, but you got to think about Jay-Z because Jay-Z is so lyrical. Biggie Smalls, Andre 3000. You got to think about
Andre 3K is a man.
You got to think
Most
about
Def, bro.
Yeah,
Most Def's the fucking
DMX.
DMX like, is solid.
I mean, that's I don't know if DMX can get to top five. But.
Nah, I don't think he. You know, it. Yeah.
That's just personal preference for me. But anyways, scary movie. Yeah, I heard you remember you wanted to talk about scary movies.
Scary movies.
All right, man.
What's like, all right, check it out. What's the first scary movie that you can remember, like, super young? What's the first one that, like, fucked you up?
Ooh, the easy, very first one. Easy. Friday the 13th.
Really? Like, the first one? Like, and the Freddy. Very first one?
Freddy. Like Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th. Oh, which one?
You got, yeah, because you got to specify here.
I which can't. They're all fucking the same. The I mean, nah, part, each really. Part of them are really the same. Michael Myers, I mean, all of them got me. I remember watching Freddy Krueger and having dreams about Freddy Krueger and scared in my dream because I knew Freddy came for you in your dreams.
So Freddy was the main one.
Or was it just like Michael Myers when the Michael Myers music used to hit? Because my parents didn't care. They used to let me watch anything.
Yeah.
I said, what was it? Or I can't even do it.
Yeah, me either. I tried.
Right, when that shit used to hit, that shit would make me run to the other room because I was so scared.
I feel
and
it,
the Jason.
So you were just like straight scared of like slasher shit. What was I scared of that one time?
The new Friday the 13th, I think. You're scared
whack.
Of everything.
That one's whack, shit, dude. Anyways, my shit growing up that I was scared of was Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, I
watched the
too.
First Jeepers Creepers hey, when I was
scared
like
of scary
five.
Movies. I was scared of scary movies when I was a kid, I'm man. When I was a baby, because they let me watch them when I was young.
Let me check the time, Angie. We can stay on the time because like we're just talking.
Yeah, literally, it's 26.
Not 4 minutes.
Oh wow, I really can't see shit with my glasses.
Still trying to hit a part two.
Wait, how many minutes?
Bro, I could sit here and talk all night if we're listing shit. I could sit here and talk about
we do parts.
What's your favorite TV show, man?
TV show?
Yeah, man.
Dude, like,
you got any like TV shows you watch?
Fuck, like of all time? Like, I don't know, dude. What are we talking here? Netflix originals? Are we talking streams? What
I don't
know.
Netflix originals.
I watch a lot of like.
I've seen a lot of shows, brother.
I watch The Office a lot. I know. I'm like, oh, you could probably quiz
the
me
Office?
On The Office.
Bro,
I love The Office. Family
do
Guy.
You want to do like karate in the basement? Like, what are we doing here, dude? I've seen The Office like 5 times over.
Oh, I've probably seen it 165 times over,
dude.
We used to we'll put it sweet. On and we'll put it on while we're trying to go to sleep.
The Office is sick, dude. I love The Office. I've hella seen it. I can't watch it anymore because I just know what the fuck's
I know what's
going on
in every single episode. I know I have to. Take
I've seen it so too. Many times, and it's funny, dude. My mom like. We'll listen to it.
I don't know. I'm not one of those guys who could watch new shit, man. I'm like, when I try to watch a new TV series, I just like tune out so fast. It's so much because you gotta like get
you.
Into it. I Have watched the shit out though? Of Breaking Bad when it first came. Breaking I will Bad finish it in about shit. 3 days, bro. Oh my god, probably my favorite. That's probably my favorite of all time.
Yeah, dude. Breaking
if we're
Man's
talking
sick,
about
dude.
Like Walking Dead, I got into that.
Dude,
I stopped
at
season
three
after Carl died. Oh, yeah.
I stopped at season 3, dude.
Oh shit, Carl dies.
I know Carl dies. I know the Asian dude dies.
Yeah, fuck.
But
anyways.
After like Shane died, dude, I was like, I fucking hate this show.
Why? That
I love Shane, dude.
Bitch.
I loved him, dude.
Nah.
Because he just stirred the pot.
Yeah, I mean, he was a good villain, bro. Because that when I remember when that first shit. That's
but
first,
but like
it was
he was
like,
a
what?
Good guy too. Like he was a good guy gone bad because of the shit.
He
I
was
mean,
going crazy.
Yeah, but I mean,
because
like,
he thought Rick was dead, so
with.
He fell in love with Rick's bitch.
Yeah,
Rick's
and then
girl,
the
bro.
Chick just never even like consolidated or nothing. You know what I mean? I never even ripped it. My bad.
Well, I was just saying.
Rip said it.
All right, man.
There was anything in it.
Favorite food.
Favorite food.
Spaghetti.
Dude, straight
spaghetti
up, orange chicken and
favorite.
White rice.
I love spaghetti.
Orange chicken and
orange
white rice.
Orange chicken and white rice. I will slaughter that any goddamn day of
I
the
think
week.
Steak's got to be mine. A nice, or shrimp. Or I love shrimp.
Ayo, fuck shrimp.
Seafood's the best. My girlfriend doesn't like seafood.
She's not doing this.
She don't like pineapple on pizza. She don't like bacon.
What are we at?
Or peanut butter.
We got to watch that time. We might have ended. All
My
right,
girlfriend
we're closing
is
up.
So picky.
We'll be back right, for man. Part two. About to take a quick break.
We're gonna take a break. We'll be back. I appreciate you having me on this. This is fucking fun.
It's
man.
Fun, right?
Just do whatever the fuck you want,
dude. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't got to be too concerned. Like, dude, we can do whatever the fuck we want on this.
All right, man.
It's called Just Trash, baby.
Just Trash.
We'll be right back.
Nick Too Stony.